Today, we're diving right into a story that's all about music, creativity, and, well, the very strange, very silent mind of an AI. So let's kick things off with a question that is a real head-scratcher. What do you think happens when you give an audio file to an AI, a system with no ears, no speakers, no way to experience sound, and you ask it to invent an entire band from a song it literally cannot hear? Okay, so this is where the experiment gets really interesting. The AI wasn't told to analyze music theory or chord structures, nothing like that. It was given a much more abstract, much more human instruction. Analyze the vibes of the file. It was basically asked to dream up a story from pure silent data. And the result was just wow. It was wild. The AI didn't spit out some boring, generic summary. No, it built an entire fictional world, a complete artistic identity, all from patterns and data that it could process, but could never, ever actually feel. So you have to meet this band. This is the band that wasn't born from a jam session in some dusty garage, but from silent data analysis on a server somewhere. First things first, the name, Neon Void Collective, or NVC for short. I mean, you can already feel the aesthetic, can't you? It just screams high-tech, maybe a little lonely. It's kind of the perfect name for a band born from a machine. And, of course, every band's gotta have a genre. The AI decided on cyberpunk electronica. And get this, it even came up with a fusion of sounds, synthwave, industrial noise, and glitch hop. That's like the perfect soundtrack for a hacker's fever dream. Now, this is where the level of detail gets absolutely amazing. Not just a name, but four distinct members with nicknames, roles, and it even created these member madness ratings. I love that. It's this quirky, human-like detail that makes you wonder just how wild their live shows would be. And it didn't stop there. It gave them a motto, glitch the system, echo the void. That's not just a cool phrase, you know? It's a whole philosophy. It perfectly captures that cyberpunk vibe of finding rebellion and meaning inside the machine's own imperfections. Okay, this might be the most fascinating detail of all. A fame rating. The AI gave the band a 68 out of 100. And get this, it even defined what that means. It said they're cult favorites, right on the edge of breaking into the mainstream. The AI didn't just invent a band, it invented a whole career path for them. So all of this just leads to the biggest question, right? How? I mean, if the AI can't hear, if it has no idea what sound even is, how is any of this incredible creative detail even possible? And the key is right here. The AI isn't hearing, it's analyzing. Think about it like this. It's the difference between reading a recipe and actually tasting the food. The AI can see all the ingredients, all the mathematical patterns in the file, but it has absolutely no idea what the final dish tastes like. It just sees patterns it's learned to associate with things like cyberpunk, and then it makes a creative leap. This really breaks it all down. On one side, you've got the AI just crunching numbers, treating music like data points. And on the other side, you've got us. For humans, sound waves are physical things. They hit our eardrums and set off this whole chain reaction of emotions, memories, even biological stuff like getting goosebumps. So why don't we just build AIs that can hear? Well, it really boils down to three pretty simple things. First, they're designed for language and data, not for sensory stuff. Second, they just don't have the hardware. No microphones, no eardrums, no brain chemistry that gives them that rush. And finally, you know, there just hasn't been a big reason to pour a ton of money into teaching an AI how to enjoy a good song. So what exactly is it about the human experience of music that an algorithm, no matter how smart it is still missing? For us, listening to music isn't just one thing. It's this incredibly rich, complex cocktail. You've got the straight-up biological response, that dopamine hit when the beat drops. You've got your personal memories that you attach to a song. And it's all wrapped up in culture and that amazing social connection we feel when we share music with each other. When you think about it, we have this incredible, almost magical ability to take the pure chaos of sound waves and just instinctively organize it all into stories and emotions. An algorithm can spot the patterns in that chaos, for sure, but it can't feel the meaning that we create from it. So now that we kind of get this huge gap between analyzing and actually experiencing something, what would it mean if we could bridge it? I mean, if we could pull that off, it would be so much more than just a cool trick. It could totally change our relationship with AI. Imagine collaborating with an AI that doesn't just follow commands, but actually understands the emotional arc of a song. Or think about music therapy, with an AI that could create a soundscape perfectly tailored to your emotional state. It would go from being a tool to a true creative partner.
And here's the key thing to realize. This isn't science fiction. It's an incredibly difficult engineering challenge, absolutely, but it's not impossible. The only real barrier is what we're choosing to prioritize. We just haven't focused our time and our resources on building AI for this kind of deep sensory connection. And that leaves us with this final, massive thought about the future of creativity, and maybe even consciousness itself. As we build these machines that can replicate our most human art forms, are we just teaching them to be better at creating things, or are we accidentally teaching them the first steps of what it means to actually feel?